Well, this is as bad as Tampa, I'm telling you. Somebody said to me the other day, they said, why are you always picking on everybody from up north? You know, it started at an early age. Back when I was about 6 years old, I was over at Indian Rocks Beach for the summer with my family, like I had so many summers before that and after that time. And there was a gentleman from Detroit, Michigan. That's where Detroit's at, isn't it? I try not to spend enough time up north to memorize where the towns are and everything, you know. I just know the highway goes up, comes right back. But anyway, he was out there wading around out there in the Gulf of Mexico, right there at Indian Rocks. That's back when you could still get on the beach at Indian Rocks. You know, now there's not but about 25, maybe 30 yards of public access for the entire strip of Pinellas Beach there. But anyway, he reached down in the water there and picked up a large conch shell, you know. And boy, I love to see those people pick up those conch shells. It doesn't matter if it's been a doorstop for 15 years or they just pull it out of the water. They stick it right up to their ear to see what they can hear, to see if they can hear the ocean. Now, how are you going to hear the ocean through a conch shell when you're standing in the Gulf of Mexico and the waves rolling in anyway? But he stuck it up there, and he's listening for the ocean. I'm 6 years old. I was amazed. He did not hear the ocean. You know why? Because the largest hermit crab in all of Pinellas County was inside that shell, and it grabbed him by the ear like that. And he started jumping around out there, jumping up and down there in the waves, screaming, help me, help me, help me. Sounded like Steve Padgett running for governor. But anyway, he was out there like that, and I went out there to try to help him, you know, and he told me, get away from me, kid, just get away. I know what I'm doing. He's trying to get this thing off of there, and boy, somewhere in there was a stingray right there, and he managed to stick that thing in his ankle, you know, and boy, he's out there, he looked like a flamingo with that shell hold to his ear like that, and finally he decided he'd let me help him, and so I directed him over there on the sand. I figured if I could get him on his, you know, he'd calm down, and maybe we could work on his feet and his ear then. And I swear I didn't see that old sail cat sitting there on that sand when I set him down. But the expletives deleted, which he said at me at that time, I come away from there with a different view of the people from up north, and I just never really got back on the right track. Then about 5 years ago, I was over in Lakeland, Florida, one winter, eating breakfast, and a bumper boulder was down here from Detroit. You know what a bumper boulder is, right? That's the guy that bolts bumpers on. He makes about, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000 a year. He must, because he takes 6 months off a year and comes down here and lives. And talks about how bad and terrible everything is. But anyway, this guy told me that when the winter ended and they went back up north, there wouldn't be anything worth a darn left in Florida. And I got to thinking about that, you know. My family's been here, you know, since 1791, you know, and none of us ever bolted on a bumper in our lives. I took a couple off some old Fords I had in high school, but I never put one on. And I got to looking at him. I said, I don't know if you're a darn stupid Yankee or a stupid darn Yankee or whatever. There are kids here, folks. And I said, I'm not buying that. And he said, well, step out in the parking lot if you feel that way. Well, being the fool I've always been, you know, I followed him right out in the parking lot. He produced the largest switchblade knife I'd ever seen in my life. He said, how stupid you think I am now? I thought about how stupid he was to carry a knife into a gunfight. So anyway, I went home. I got his knife, by the way. I went home, I wrote an 8-page poem called I'm Florida, Need I Say More? And I took 2 pages of it and turned it into a song. And dear sweet Jeannie Fitchin has even put it on that new tape of hers, so y'all be sure and get it so you can hear I'm Florida, Need I Say More? I guess I'm a little bit of everything. Seen so many flags unfurl. Someone still remembers. They come to see us from all over the world. I'm the Spanish moss hanging from the live oak trees. I'm what's left of the panther and the old manatee. I'm an eagle in flight, I'm the ocean's roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the ghost of a Spaniard at the fountain of youth. In old Augustine by the sea. Down around Brighton, I'm a Seminole Indian who somehow through it all still walks free. I'm the sunburned face on that old Key West conch, drinking hurricanes down on Duval Street. I'm a tarpon jumping down in Chokoloskee where the Gulf and the Everglades meet. I'm the coat of gray my great-grandfather wore when in a field at a lusty fall. I'm the roar of the Cumberland Sun's mill at Wicoochee, now as vanished as the cypress they sought. Appalachicola Orchards, and I'm Crystal Springs. I'm Cousin Thelma Bolton, and I'm Will McClain. I'm Forest Green, and I'm Golden Shores. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboy, riding fence on Likes Brothers herds, or a canoe trip down the Myakka, where the gators still left undisturbed. Carl's still alive out in old Tampa Bay, in a secret place my brother and I know. I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine, and Ben Hill Griffin's frostproof grove. Water's once clear as a swimming pool, though fewer than there used to be. Though it'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish safe to eat. Better hurry. Take a look around you, I'm sure you'll agree. Florida's the best of the land of the free. With all of the good life right here at our door, I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Spaniard and I'm Frenchman and I'm British and I'm Indians. I'm forest and I'm swamplands, opportunities for all men. Proud as can be when I roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Lester Shirley was born back in 1891, over where the hammock meets the gulf. His daddy worked turpentine out in those Florida pines. The only meat found the table came from the scrub. When words he could hardly speak, he was working Otter Creek for the fins and the feathers and the fur. They never had too much, but they always found enough. Never gave much thought to how rough times were. Cause it's easy to be proud when you're a cracker. Something deep inside you helped you find your way. Throw your shoulder to the low, shove it on down the road. Tomorrow there comes a brighter day. Dawson's upstaging me already. Jake Eastland was a man born in that Florida sand. Grew up to love Captiva in Flamingo Bay. They lived on railroad land not that far from Boca Grande, when the nearest school was 25 miles away. So he never learned to read. That was not something you need back in the days when the kings weighed 60 pounds. Like his daddy, he worked the gulf, and they always found enough. Back before the big corporations built the condo town. But it's easy to be proud when you're a cracker. Something deep inside you helps you find your way. Throw your shoulder to the low, shove it on down the road. Tomorrow there comes a brighter day. It was one September day on the shores of old Tampa Bay. Dorothy Hicks gave birth to her youngest child, and he swam with the manatee, and he climbed the giant tree. wrote about it all with an imagination wild. Then life took me far and wide. I did not care for the other side. Somehow I crawled on back to where my roots had grown. When I see my own baby play on the shores of old Tampa Bay, I thank the Lord that Florida is my home. It's never been a secret that Florida is my home. As most folks guess, I was born on Tampa Bay. Somewhere the inspiration came to write these Florida songs before Governor Bob gives the whole damn state away. It's easy to be proud when you're a cracker. Something deep inside you helps you find your way. Throw your shoulder to the load, shove it on down the road. With your help, we can make tomorrow a brighter day. Better cut back on the radical here. I still got quite a few minutes left. Up in the Georgia pines, where waters first flow, down through wide springs, a place most of us know. Then it's on across Florida to the Gulf of Mexico. How the Swanee flows deep in my heart. Her natural beauty always a scene to be such a treasure, this wondrous stream. As she wanders through legend, songs, poems, and dreams, how the Swanee flows deep in my heart. What have we left for the ones that we're leaving? Perhaps some old memories they won't be believing. So maybe some snapshots that'll start them into grieving for the Swanee that flows deep in my heart. Dawson, sit down, son. I can do that. Will McLean sings about Florida sand. Don Grooms and James Billy about the Indian man. While me and White and Markle, we're still trying to make a stand for the Swanee that flows deep in our heart. God bless Cousin Thelma as she remembers back when a sweeter, cleaner water still flowed round this bend. To some just a river, but to me an old friend is a Swanee that flows deep in my heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? You can take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Big business calls it progress, but crackers call it slaughter. Of the Swanee that flows deep in my heart. How I wish I could turn the clocks back before industrial parks with their factory stacks. Before you mine the damn phosphates and the waters turn black. For the Swanee flows deep in my heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? You can take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Big business calls it progress, but crackers call it slaughter. Of the Swanee that flows deep in my heart. Dirtiest word I ever say on stage is condominium. If you grew up on Tampa Bay like I did and see what condominiums have done to the coastline, then you'll understand. So the name of this song was about a certain big wind blows off of Africa we call it a hurricane. Seems like every hurricane that's wreaked havoc on the Gulf Coast of Florida came off the coast of Africa. So the name of this song is Hurricane / Condo, a dirty word, the dirty word, of course, being condo. When I was but a small young child upon my grandmother's knee, she told me tales of ships with sails, a lot of fancy ditties about the sea. I was raised to love the water, I was born on Tampa Bay, back when Stony Point still had oysters, before progress had its day. Well, they filled and covered with bayou to build a rich man's home, to fill the whole band, but the natives said, leave the bay alone. Well, the government agencies finally stepped in, and they said they'd dredge enough. So they moved on over to Pinellas County, building condos on the go. From 10 miles out, you can see it all, concrete and a steel skyline. I used to see sea oats waving in the breeze amidst the Australian pines. But they cut down the trees and the mangrove keys, and they killed off the coral and the old manatees, and they put parking lots where the beach used to be. It's damn sure killing me. It's killing you and me. Ah, but there's hope, which I'll sing about in the chorus, which directly follows the next two or three verses, I reckon. Pay $100,000 for a condo, about 99 more than it's worth. Talking about how big and cheap and wonderful everything was up north. Well, they don't give a damn about nature as you cut down the last pine tree. So if the hurricane comes tomorrow, it'll be quite all right with me. Well, the crackers warned the builders in the 60s about the wind and the rain and the tides. But they built the castles in the sand anyway when they talk about the hurricanes died. They say they're strong and solid U.S. steel, claim they met all the codes. But they built my man, we'll see how they stand when the foundations start to erode. And then big wind starts to blow. And there's a big wind blowing up from Africa, Africa, Africa. There's a big wind blowing up from Africa, they call it a hurricane. Blowing up the coastline out in the Gulf. Water's getting high and the wind's getting rough. Big wind's blowing up from Africa, it's gonna blow them condos down. This ain't for my opinion, though I'm sure there's others that feel the same. When you're cutting down trees, build concrete condos, you're playing a losing game. Cause the glass and the steel and the labor came from the lowest bidder, you know. So I think I'll find someplace else to live when the big wind starts to blow. And the hurricane's knocking on your door, and there's a big wind blowing up from Africa, Africa, Africa. There's a big wind blowing up from Africa, they call it a hurricane. Blowing up the coastline out in the Gulf. Water's getting high and the wind's getting rough. Big wind's blowing up from Africa, it's gonna blow them condos down. Back when I was about 11 years old, took about an hour to ride from my grandmother's house on my bicycle on down around Bayshore down to Hooker's Point where the shrimp boats used to tie up. I used to go down there every Saturday. I'd work on the boats, cleaning them up, hauling stuff off of them, hauling stuff on them, whatever they wanted me to do. I'd get $3 or $4 in cash and all the shrimp my bicycle basket would carry. I'd go home, my mother would take the shrimp, my brother would take the money, and I was left with the memories of the people I met and the ability to talk fast. Anyway, this song is about a friend of mine, Zachariah Creech. And the last few plays I've been playing, I've been explaining this because we've had an infiltration into Florida of some ethno-folk musicologists. They've come down here to some degree from up north, and they're down here trying to interpret everything that we're trying to say in our homegrown folk music. So in this song, I say Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimper. Now, let me translate that for y'all, so if any of you happens to be one of these people holding one of these degrees, you don't have to come up with some other symbolism for it or something. The man's name was Zachariah Creech. So it starts off Zachariah Creech. That's the man's name. That's why I call him that. And was an old Gulf shrimper. Okay, he shrimped the Gulf of Mexico, and the man was pretty old. So when I say Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimper, that translates to Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimper. Here's the song. Zachariah Creech wasn't just another shrimper, doctors boarded at Cedar Key. A few things about him made him little different than those other sons of the sea. He trawled the Gulf since he was 10 years old, from Tortuga to Tampico. And done some time back in 29 for hauling whiskey out of Port St. Joe. Looked to be as old as the water that had etched his face in line. The Gulf was his mother, the wind was his father. Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. I used to see him at the docks in Crystal River, the bars down in Tarpon Springs. Drank Canadian mist neath the moon of silver. At night sometimes he'd sing. He sang of the days when the money came easy, it had a family and a home. Well, then it sang of a hurricane that came, left old Zach alone, to carry the loss upon his shoulder from that storm back in 33. He drowns the sorrow in the whiskey, the sun and the wind and the sea. He reminisced about days on Tampa Bay, back when a shrimper still had respect. He said a man of the sea was somebody then, you could judge him by the way he run a net. It's a dying art, he used to tell me, well, nobody wants to learn it all anymore. For nowadays it's all electronics they use to rape the ocean's floor. He said I only trawled enough to make a living, but now they're making 3 trips to my one. They're taking a lot more than the water is giving. Won't be nothing left at all in the dung. Handed me down his old guitar, gave the bottle another pull. Said all I need are the sun and the stars, and every once in a while my belly to be full. Besides I'm what many call an old man, I've lived more than I got left. So write a song for me and the sons of the sea, so those who care will not forget. He said write about the old Gulf fisherman, how we held out as long as we could. Those of us that fish by instinct and build our boats out of wood. It was a cold day in February. Booty Singleton called on the telephone. He said the Dixie lady's morning and cloak, the old man's barely hanging on. Yeah, the shrimpers must have thought I was crazy. The spongers thought I was queer. At the way I touched that old man's face, I held his head so near. I thought about the good times that made me smile though I was sad. Zachariah Creech was the closest thing I've ever known to a dad. So I sat down with my fountain pen. I tried to capture his life in my lines about a man of the sea born in Steinhatchee. He died on his boat back in 79. He was a different kind of a sailor, a different sea from a different time. You know, Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimper. Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. He said life's pretty rough when your living's in the Gulf and fishing buys your groceries. Banks have never understood how when the weather's no good, you still got a family to feed. You can load up your boat, you can roll up the coast, trying to fill your hooks or your nets. Or second guess storms down south where water's warm, you can batten it down and give it your best. But keep in mind the Honduras ain't no place for a tourist, no telling what you're gonna find. Cause the shrimp you're trawling ain't the only thing they're hauling, and it's best your own business to mine. I sat down with my fountain pen, I tried to capture his life in my lines about a man of the sea born in Steinhatchee. He died on his boat back in 79. He was a different kind of a sailor, a different seed from a different time. They say Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimper, but Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine.
All right. We made it. One more. We made it.
Y'all know who Bobby Bear is? Bobby Bear did a song of mine on TNN. And of all the songs of mine to do, he did the one that I gave to Dale Weber about 5 years ago. So I'm going to do it for y'all. It's called Alcoholic Alligator. And when I say alcoholic alligator, I'm not talking about some drunk from Moorhaven that went to the University of Florida. I'm talking about a true reprobate of reptilian lineage. So this is it. This is an unabashed version. I was down on the Okeechobee about 7 years ago. I was doing a little speck fishing with some good old boys I know. We was drifting toward Moorhaven about as fast as a flat bottom floats. When a 12-foot alligator tried to get into my boat. In the very next verse, I'll explain as to why we was drifting in the first place. Well, mercury makes a pretty good outboard, but that gas ain't worth a damn. I did not want to shoot him. I'm a conservation-minded man. I hadn't charged my batteries, so my trolling motor would not spin. So I was fighting him off with a paddle till I dropped the paddle in. Mama said there'd be days like this, but she never hinted they'd come a week at the time. Well, to anybody on the big lake that day, it must have been a heck of a sight. As I fed him a life jacket and a CB radio, trying to curb his appetite. My friends, they were no help at all, too much beer, they could only laugh. Had a 12-foot alligator trying to bite my boat in half. Definitely one of those don't just do something, stand there type of situation. Well, I finally threw a Budweiser at him, and I watched as he drained the can. After he downed 2 6-packs, I was beginning to understand. As he swam zigzag back to shore, started rolling around in the sand. I realized I was down on Lake Okeechobee with an alcoholic alligator on my hands. Yeah, you try to spit that last line out after you've had a 6-pack or 2 or 3, but it's all right to use extra syllables in a line when you're a folk singer. Well, I finally flagged a fisherman down who towed us to Moorhaven's Lock. I related the story about the reptile, about how that gator got crocked. We countered with a fishing tale of his own of one dark Okeechobee night. Claims he caught a 20-year-old Coleman lantern that still was a burning bright. He said, "We both are liars, son. As fishermen, we got the right. But you sober up that gator, and I'll blow out that light." But I tell you, friends and neighbor, my gator tale is true. You better heed my words, cause someday he might swim up to you. So if you're down on the Okeechobee, and your canoe he tries to crush, just give him 2 or 3 6-packs, he'll swim off a harmless lush. Thank you all, stay around for whoever's next.